snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the holes inhabitant. Let's hitch up those RVs. America has a lot to offer. From Lady Liberty to the Golden Gate Bridge, this week Raj travels off the beaten path to give you the beat on five unique vacation destinations in 2019. Number one, Kalamazoo. Head to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and visit the Beer Exchange. This bar has beer lists unlike any other. Check out the screen that lists beers and prices, but be quick about it. This bar's list is modeled after the New York Stock Exchange, with prices rising and falling rapidly. Every once in a while, there's a market crash that brings beverages to an all-time low. If you act fast enough, you can grab a great deal on your favorite craft beer. But, as the Time magazine points out, unlike stock trading, there's no reward for buying low and selling high. Besides getting buzzed, that is. Cheers, Kalamazoo! Number two, Fairfield, Virginia. Not all who wander are lost. If you're a fan of Tolkien and adventures, head to Fairfield, Virginia, to spend the night in your own hobbit hole. This cozy home right out of Hobbiton sleeps four and looks just as Tolkien describes in his novels. It's listed on Airbnb for just $197 a night. So grab your travel cloak and head to Fairfield. Just remember Tolkien's warning. It's a dangerous business, Frodo. Going out your door, you step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. Number three, Cedar Point, North Carolina. Stop in Cedar Point, North Carolina, and head to the Visitor Center, where you can enjoy their petting zoo. Their flamingo petting zoo. That is, their plastic flamingo petting zoo. That's right, fenced in an area in front of the center surrounded by petting zoo signs is a collection of plastic flamingos. If you grow too attached in your visit, no problem. Head inside the visitor center to adopt slash purchase one of these bad birds to keep that memory alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Every spring it comes, that urge to roam. And spring is waiting for you right now at your Winnebago dealer's 73 Spring Rally.
Winnebago Spring Rally. Winnebago.
Now's your chance to see all the Winnebagos. The Brave, the best value on the road. The Indian, America's best-selling motorhome. The Chieftain, for total luxury. And the all-new Mini Winnie, the first mini motorhome good enough to wear the Flying W. They're all here at your Winnebago dealer's 73 Spring Rally. See them now.
Welcome back, folks. Number four, Alliance, Nebraska boasts Carhenge, which is exactly what it sounds like. Stop by to see this replica of Stonehenge that used cars instead of rocks. Made with vintage cars all painted gray, this Nebraska replica was originally created for the summer solstice of 1987 and has remained there ever since. Perfect for your travel photo book. Seems like there's so much more to say about Carhenge, but I'll leave it to your imagination. Number five, Vermont. Attention, ice cream lovers. We're off toward Vermont. You love this rocky road to Vermont. Ben and Jerry's created an ice cream graveyard that hosts funerals in honor of our fallen flavors. The dearly depainted are commemorated with granite tombstones after they go out of production. The graveyard is intended as a celebration of company's failed flavors and can be seen on their factory tour. Rest in peace, Sugar Plum. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.